Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Though video games are becoming a more mature and singular medium with each passing year, like any art form, it's one frequently defined by inspiration and homage, where artists use existing material as reference to create something new. And that's never been truer in video games than with their characters, who have historically tended to draw influence from reality, more often than not, from Hollywood. Yet these influences may not always be immediately clear, because of course that inspiration has been molded and shaped into something else throughout the creative process. As such, you probably aren't aware that these 10 iconic, unforgettable video game characters were actually all inspired by real-life flesh-and-blood human beings, whether actors, musicians, martial artists, daredevils, or perhaps even a historical figure. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game characters you didn't know were based on real people. Number 10, the boss, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, Charlotte Rampling. It's no secret at all that Metal Gear Solid creator Hideo Kojima loves movies, like absolutely loves them, and has drawn influence from all kinds of movies throughout his career. And while you're surely aware that Metal Gear Solid protagonist Solid Snake was inspired by Kurt Russell's character, Snake Plissken, from John Carpenter's iconic movie Escape from New York, Kojima went a little less obvious when designing one of Metal Gear Solid 3's most pivotal characters. For years, many fans have remarked that Big Boss's mentor and apparent Soviet turncoat, The Boss, resembles Kate Blanchett. Though in 2014, Kojima confirmed on Twitter that Blanchett wasn't actually the inspiration at all. Rather, The Boss was based on English actress Charlotte Rampling in her younger years. Given Rampling's striking look and piercing gaze, it's easy to see why Kojima found her so totally perfect as the basis for such a steely, transfixing character. Even if it's a much subtler choice than using Kurt Russell and Snake Plissken as the template for Solid Snake. Number 9, Master Chief, Halo, Clint Eastwood. Though Halo's Master Chief has never revealed his face to fans, in video games anyway, the character's overall personality was modeled off one of the most iconic actors of all time, Clint Eastwood. In a 2012 interview with the Chicago Tribune, Master Chief voice actor Steve Downes revealed that he received a very specific pitch for the character. He said, "He's a super soldier, a man of few words, a lone wolf, a guy in a spacesuit. You never see his face behind his reflective helmet visor. Think spaghetti westerns, Clint Eastwood, but in space." And though the world of Halo is so very different to Eastwood's Dollars trilogy of spaghetti westerns, it's nevertheless easy to see how Eastwood's portrayal of a terse badass inspired the similarly sparling, gravel-voiced Master Chief. Downes also had an amusing perspective on what Master Chief would be like if he was created today, now that video game storytelling is taken more seriously. He said, "The reality is, if Microsoft were casting Halo now, they'd just hire Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood lending his voice to Halo? Tough to picture it, honestly, but we'd be willing to try it." Number 8. Samus Aran, Metroid, Sigourney Weaver and Kim Basinger. Metroid Samus Aran is undoubtedly an iconic video game heroine, with her being revealed as a woman only at the very end of the series' inaugural title. And for that big moment, Metroid co-creator Yoshio Sakamoto turned to the big screen for inspiration, fashioning Samus as a fusion of two incredibly famous actresses of the period. In the official Japanese strategy guide for Super Metroid, when asked about the basis for Samus's image, Sakamoto said, "Of course she's a bit like Ripley from Aliens, Sigourney Weaver, but a little bit more extravagant. Personally, I like Kim Basinger from 9 1/2 Weeks and My Stepmother is an Alien." On the one hand, it's easy to see Samus's strength and general badassery as reflective of Ripley in the Alien franchise, while the famous scene reveal showing Samus in all of her femininity doesn't look a million miles away from Basinger, excepting the limited detail of the low-res visuals. Number 7. Trevor Phillips, Grand Theft Auto V, Tom Hardy. Love him or hate him, it's hard to deny that Trevor Phillips is absolutely one of the most memorable GTA protagonists to date. That's in large part due to the superb performance from voice and motion capture artist Stephen Ogg, who created a uniquely chaotic Hellraiser out of Trevor, yet one whose influences aren't immediately apparent. In a 2013 interview with BuzzFeed, however, Ogg revealed that he drew much of Trevor's personality from one of Tom Hardy's finest performances to date, in the 2008 film Bronson, where he portrayed psychotic British criminal Charles Bronson. Ogg said, "Tom Hardy's performance in Bronson was certainly an influence. He was able to walk that line of psychopath and entertainer while maintaining his sense of humor in some pretty dark places. I'm always inspired by intensity and those that take great pride in what they do, be it an actor, painter, musician, writer, or arborist." Now, it isn't difficult to find the similarities between Trevor and Hardy's performance if you've seen the movie, but if you haven't, you wouldn't immediately draw the assumption that one was related to the other. Number 6. Sonya Blade, Mortal Kombat, Cynthia Rothrock. Though it's well known that Mortal Kombat's Johnny Cage was created as a spoof of Jean-Claude Van Damme, albeit only after he refused to appear in the game himself, did you know he's not the only iconic Mortal Kombat character with some major influence from a real-life martial artist? Sonya Blade, the series' most famous female character, wasn't just cooked up out of thin air. She was actually inspired by Cynthia Rothrock, an actress who was in some major action films throughout the 1980s and 1990s. Much like the Van Damme deal, Rothrock claimed she was approached by Midway to appear in the game, but when she turned their offer down, they reimagined Sonya as a quasi-parody instead. She said in a 2018 interview with We Got This Covered, "They contacted me when I was in my prime in terms of my career, and I was too expensive for them. Though they used my face and the moves I was most recognized for and just changed her name. When I do conventions, I do have a few people recognizing me for her, but I really had nothing to do with it. The company didn't do things legally. It was a raw deal and I could have sued, but I'm not that type of person."
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Nathan Drake, Uncharted, Johnny Knoxville. Though Uncharted's Nathan Drake is most often compared to Indiana Jones, and Naughty Dog have absolutely confirmed that there is a comparison between Harrison Ford and an inspiration with that figure, he's actually related to another pop culture icon that you probably wouldn't have guessed. That's right, Nate was largely based on Jackass star Johnny Knoxville, with the original game's lead designer, Richard LaMarchand, drawing attention to Knoxville's coolness and goodness, some of which he hoped to impart to Nate. Though Nathan Drake's considerably less of a goofball than Knoxville, he nevertheless manages to bring a similar level of charm to the table, endearing himself to the player even while they're putting themselves through hell and doing incredibly dangerous things. Sometimes the finest influences aren't necessarily the most obvious ones, and that's absolutely the case with Nathan Drake. Number 4, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, Nana Cherry. Lara Croft is unquestionably the single most iconic video game heroine of all time. Even back in the mid-90s, when games were far from the pervasive enterprise they are today, Lara was a recognizable figure in mainstream culture. Though the obvious touchstone for Lara Croft is, yet again, Indiana Jones, her core design was largely modeled off 90s Swedish pop star Nana Cherry. In both look and personality, Cherry was a fiercely defiant female artist of her time, and so the original game's lead graphic artist, Toby Gard, felt she would serve as a fitting template for Tomb Raider's kick-ass protagonist. While there's little denying that Lara's status as a groundbreaking heroine has always been at odds with her sexualized presentation, though in Gard's defense, he refused Core Design's request to include a nude code in the game, there are far worse sources to draw inspiration from than one of the most fiercely feminist musical artists of that era. Number 3, Kratos, God of War, Edward Norton. God of War's Kratos is one of the most distinctive-looking video game protagonists of all time, yet the series creator David Jaffe found inspiration in the most unlikely of real-life sources. In a 2010 interview, Jaffe confirmed that Kratos is largely modeled off Edward Norton's performance in American History X. He said, "It took a long time to figure out what Kratos would look like, and ultimately, we took inspiration from Edward Norton in American History X when he played a Nazi. There's this scene in which the cops arrest him and you just see how buffed and built he's gotten. I showed that to the artist and I said, okay, that sense of power and aggression that you just see in his face, can we somehow take that, the essence of what he's exuding, and somehow turn that into a character that fits into this Greek mythology world?" In a more recent interview with Retro Gamer, Jaffe added it was his ex-wife who made him pay attention to Norton. After gauging her reaction to his presence in the film, she said, "I hate to say this because he's a scumbag Nazi, but Norton's fucking hot." And just like that, Jaffe had the basic design profile for Kratos and created what would become one of the greatest video game anti-heroes of the last two decades. Number 2, Lady Dimitrescu, Resident Evil Village, Elizabeth Bathory and Angelica Houston. Few video game characters in recent years have enjoyed as much feverish discussion as Resident Evil Village's gigantic vampire noblewoman, Lady Dimitrescu. As soon as Lady Dimitrescu was revealed in preview footage, she began to gain a following from fans for her character design, deemed both unique and unexpectedly sexy, as well as the stellar vocal performance from actress Maggie Robertson. In an interview with IGN leading up to Village's release, it was confirmed by art director Tominori Takano that Lady Dimitrescu was actually based on two flesh and blood individuals. First off, there's Elizabeth Bathory, a 16th century Hungarian noblewoman and alleged serial killer who was rumored to have bathed in the blood of virgins in order to retain her youth, and some even believe inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula. More recognizably to modernize, Lady Dimitrescu was also heavily inspired by actress Angelica Houston, namely her unforgettable performance as Morticia Addams in the first two live-action Addams Family movies. Between Dimitrescu's vampiric tendencies, pallid complexion, and preference for fancy clothes, you can certainly see the inspirations from these two women. Number 1, Heather Mason, Silent Hill 3, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Vanessa Paradis, and Sophie Marceau. Believe it or not, Silent 3's protagonist was not based off some blonde American teenager or pop star as you might expect, but instead off three different 30-something French actresses. As was revealed in Silent Hill, The Book of Lost Memories, the original rough sketches for Heather used actresses Charlotte Gainsbourg and Vanessa Paradis as guides. Yet after the designers felt that these earlier designs portrayed Heather as too innocent and nice, they decided to draw additional influence from a third French actress, the sultry Bond girl Sophie Marceau, which helped give her a little attitude. You can certainly see some of Paradis in particular in Heather's eyes, though given that Heather is only 17 years of age in the game, it of course makes total sense that the three considerably older actresses wouldn't be recreated one-to-one in the final design. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment box if you can think of any other characters who are based on real-life people. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more great gaming lists.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.